We are on the Mishnah, Mem Ches and Aleph. Ha-Halel V'Simcha Shmoneh. The Mishnah had listed a bunch of things. We've already gone through a few of them. We went through Ulav HaRava, we went through. Is that it? All the Simcha we have right now. We had HaRava.
Isn't it interesting that this is a new Mishnah, although we quoted an original
Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah listed all these things, but now we're going to take each one by one, and we're going to analyze it. I mean, how simple we said Shmona, we didn't talk about it at all. So now we're going to say how simple Shmona, Ketzad. What does it mean? How so is how simple Shmona? We said the one liner. We didn't really discuss it at all. So the Mishnah now says how simple Shmona, Ketzad. What does it mean? How does it work at 8 days? So Rashi says, well, first of all, what's how? How is Rashi? We said earlier on also, is to finish the entire halal. And simcha means you eat the korban shlavim. So how do we do it? So Malamid Shechayev Adam Bahalal Basimcha, Ubechavad Yontav Achman Shalchag, Kishar Koya Mosdechag. It's come to teach us this idea of saying the Halal and Simcha is 8 days. And the reason why we have this is to teach us that the 8th day, which we had said, regarding Halal, regarding Simcha, regarding Kavod Yom Tov, it's the same exact level as the first 7 days. It's not considered like just like an afterthought. It has a very important aspect to it. Yeah.
Didn't we just say we finish off the previous Gemara so it's regular for the Atzma?
6 things. There are 6 things that's regular for the Atzma.
We said it's regular
for 6 things.
You know, but
it's not regular for Zman Sifchaseinu. It is also Zman Sifchaseinu. It is building off of the theme. There are differences. We've mentioned before the Shira, the Levim is different. The Pious is different. Pazar Kashav, right? We had 6 things. But regarding, there is still a connection to it. Nisuch HaMayim, for example, we'll see according to Machlokas. But essentially, Nisuch HaMayim is done on Trinat Tzeres according to Rabbi Yehuda.
I mean, it's funny. I'm sorry for the main.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's regular for
the Atzma,
and then it quotes
Pais,
Zman, and what's after Zman? Right there, the Reish. Regular for the Atzma.
What does that mean? Says Rashi. It means you don't sit in the Sukkah. It means it doesn't have the holiday that's built, finished with the mitzvahs of the day don't apply to it. But the fact that it's still, and we'll see it very soon actually, it's building off the Kedusha of that day, it's still building off, and the Gemara will get to that in a minute, that it's actually building off. Actually, right now, I'll get to it. Let's see inside, you'll see it. How do you know these words? Meaning, how do we know this idea that it has that it should be this? Particularly the Korban Shlomim. The Korban Shlomim is a special level of Simcha, which is the Korban Shlomim on the 8th day. Tan Rabbanan va'isa ach samech. So the pasuk in its entirety says Shivas Yom Zachog Hashem. Okay, for 7 days celebrate Hashem. B'makom Hashem Yivchar Hashem, the place Hashem chooses. Yivchar Hashem Elokecha b'chol tivuascha u'b'chol maaseh yadecha va'isa ach samech. So now, it said before, the pasuk started off and said, Shivas Yavim Tachog Lashem, right now, Daf Mem Ches Aleph. Started the Gemara that's right in the top there. So we said, for 7 days you should celebrate Hashem. And then we say, Vayisa Ach Samech. Vayisa Ach Samech, if we say, Shivas Yavim Tachog Lashem, and then we say another thing, Vayisa Ach Samech, on one hand, we're adding an extra thing, another level of Simcha, but we say, Ach, we're kind of like hedging our Simcha. Where does that come into? What does that mean? L'rabos Leila Yom Tov Achron. It comes to include Shmini Atzeres, the night is, now again, Rashi was out over here, if I'm going to include the night, Kal V'Chomer, the day is also part of it. Meaning, certainly the main Simcha happens in the Yom. The question is, do you include the night also in that Simcha? Here we see you do, and Kal V'Chomer, the day also will be included in that. So this Ach Samech is coming to the rabbis to come in to include the evening and the next day of Shmini Atzeres. Or maybe, O Enom, Ella, Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe it's only referring to the Yom Tov Rishon, means the first night. Now, why would the first night need a special limud? Because the way it works is that whenever korbanos, the korban shlamim were slaughtered, and then you partook of the korban shlamim. When we say that we're going to include, right now we're about 8 lines from the top of Mem Ches and Aleph. Maybe it's 9.
You're in the Gemara?
In the Gemara. What is it? 9?
And what word are you starting on?
Oh, Eino Ella.
9.
So the Yom Tov Rishon, whenever you would eat the Korban Shlomim, whenever that would be done, the Korban could not be brought at nighttime. It had to be brought before nighttime. So if I'm going to eat it at nighttime or the 8th night, I mean, I have to offer it the 7th day. The question is, would you suggest that you offer it at Erev Chag to eat it the first night of Yom Tov, Yom Tov Rishon? Or Eino El Yom Tov Rishon? Maybe it means really you offer it an Erev Chag and you eat it on Yom Tov Rishon. Gemara, no. Because you Omer Ach Chilek. When it says the word Ach, it means that there is a level that we don't. There is a certain area where we're limiting. We're limiting the from one of these two. I mean, there's two options right now where we're going to be able to celebrate. That's a little extra. It said 7 days. At first, guys, we don't include the first night because it's not really offered. If it's offered, it has to be offered Erev Chag, which we assume is not the case. We wouldn't think to include the 8th night because it's not part of 7 days. So Vaisa Ach Samech, we're gonna have Simcha, but only Ach, only partial Simcha, meaning both these will not be full of Simcha. Either the first night will have Simcha because you offer the Korban Erev Chag, or the last night will have Simcha, the eighth night, which also includes the day, of course, because you offer the Korban on the seventh day. Which one is it gonna be? Says the Gemara. We said Achilek means Ach is the Rabbo, is the Might. Simcha. The Simcha is the Simcha. But Ach Samech. The Lord Samech means extra Simcha, but Ach is limiting the extra Simcha. The Samech part. The Samech part, extra Simcha level is going to be including the extra night. We said, one second, maybe you should include the first one. We said, no, Ach. So we said, one second, why'd you assume? The Ach over there, here the Simcha, the Sameach is the inclusion, and the Ach, I think. Sameach is Rabbos, and Ach is coming, I think, to be Mimayit. I think. I mean, if you look at the first Rashi, not immediately, the Shmini Chai B'Simcha, because it only says the word Simcha, Shavas Yavim Tachogum. So the Simcha part, the Chiddush of Simcha, is the Chiddush. We say maybe the first night. So we know Ach. Ach means that we don't include both of them. We only include partial. Now, why would we think to include one versus the other one? This is a part of you before, Daniel, before you came. Before they came. Umara Is L'Rabos L'Le Yom Tov Achron Lotzi L'Tov Rishon. Why would you think that Sameach comes to include the last night of Shmini Atzeres? And the Ach comes to exclude the first night of Yom Tov of Sukkot. We don't do the Korban before Chag to make that first night a joyous night with Simcha. So Marba Nilei Yom Tov Achron Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav Motzi Nilei Yom Tov Rishon Sheyesh Simcha Lefanav. It's easier for me to be Marba. It's easier for me to include the first night, the last night, I mean Shmini Atzeres night, because there's already Simcha in place. It's not hard to extend the Simcha. But for me, so therefore, it's less of a chiddush to extend Simcha than it is to create Simcha from nowhere. If Simcha definitely was on Yom Tov Rishon, but not the Leili necessarily. And it might be the night, eighth night. I'm not sure if it's the first night or the eighth night. Well, the first night would require me to create Yesh Me'ayin Simcha that wasn't found in the Pasuk. The eighth night allows me to extend the Simcha already existing. I'll just quote the line we quoted earlier. It's not the same usage, but we say Tafasa Merubalo Tafasa, Tafasa Mua Tafasa. Emun Aleph, Emun Beis, right? The whole sugya. What does it mean? It means we usually grab onto the lower thing. We don't take the most, we take them usually the lower one. The lower chiddush is to take Simcha that exists and extend it one evening further, one day further. But to take Simcha, yet to be Simcha and create Simcha, that's much harder to do. If it's Ach Samech, only one is going to be in full Simcha, it will make more sense as the Gemara to extend. So what do you see over here, Daniel? The Shmini Atzeres night is an extension in many ways. It's true. For six things, Shmini Atzeres is regular from the Atzeres. For six things it is. Pazar Kashem, it's extension. It's new. But it's not an own chag in every area. Only for those six, it's its own chag. There's a level we call Zman Simcha Seinu. We call it Sukkot Zman Simcha Seinu. We call this Zman Simcha Seinu. There are certain things where it does extend Sukkot. It's Zman Simcha Seinu. It's also Zman Simcha Seinu. We'll see very soon who holds. There's Nisuch HaMayim and Nisuch HaMayim. So there is a level of continuation that Shmini Atzeres will have over within Sukkot.
It's a little surprise that there's a Kriya to eat the Sukkah on the first night. Why was that in itself?
Because I'll tell you what. Yeah.
We already have the two. Actually, teaches us that same thing. The same way by Pesach, you have a shepherd of a carbon on the 14th, eating it on the night of. Maybe say the same thing.
Interesting. So let's see the first one by one. The first question you asked is why do we not say we should definitely celebrate the night of? That were shecht earlier. The Gemara over here points out, you know, is there an idea? Here he brings down over here. Whenever you offer the korban, it has to be offered before. It's not offered at nighttime. It's offered before the night. The question was, do you need to offer the korban bizman simcha or not? To eat, does it have to be offered bizman simcha? No, so that you're gonna if you have to offer bizman simcha, then you can't offer it erev yom tov. It's definitely when you're going to be eating it. But there's also, hakrava is also very important. So is there a din of being makrivit lo bezman simcha? Because if I did it, if I ate it the night of the first night, then I had to be makrivit non-zman simcha. How much of a connection is the korban being offered to the simcha? If there's a connection at all, then I can't offer it Erev Chag. It's not yet zman simcha sinum. Which might also tie into your next answer you're giving, which is tesvav, tesvav. So, you know, the din of korban Pesach is really on the 14th, as offering is on the 14th. There is no yudalad yudalad. So regarding that area, since it's already on yudalad, maybe it already kind of, it kind of separates, but it is definitely a good question, a good hara.
What's that?
What's that?
What is kavod?
Uve kavod yom tov achron. No, I'm repeating what you said. What does it mean? Uve kavod yom tov achron shel chag. I mean, halel and simcha. We know what they are. Halel, simcha, uve kavod. Uve kavod yom tov achron shel chag.
No.
That's how I read it. Shechayv adam b'halel u'besimcha u'vekavod of Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, like the Shayim Osachag. But you're still asking a question, which is, what does kavod mean? I mean, I still hear your question. We know what halel and simcha are. What does kavod mean? How you dress, maybe? That you should get shower for it? It's a good question. The Mishnah, the Gemara never addresses it, but it's definitely a good point, because we know what halel is, we know what simcha is, and we're seem to be adding another word here that we didn't really translate in the Mishnah or in the Gemara, nor do we later on, and nor do I see any commentaries that really highlight what that is. It's an excellent question. One that I don't know.
It's the same lesson in the next Mishnah speech, is the point they were saying. Hey, look at the Rashi.
Okay, it's true.
At the next Rashi, the next Mishnah, the Rashi, the Kavod Yom Tov.
This one we know, though. This one the Rashi does explain. So maybe it's the same Kavod Yom Tov, but let's see right now. Let's read the Mishnah side. Sukkah Shiva Ketzah. We know Sukkah is 7 days, the Mishnah said at the beginning of the parak. Ketzah, explain how so. It did, yeah. No? I'll say it one more time. I did, I think, right? Sukkah Shiva Ketzah. Gemar Milecho, once you finish eating the day, the seventh day, you know, Hoshana Rabbah, Lo Yatir Sukkah. So you should not yet untie and undo your Sukkah. Aval Mori does the Kalim in a Mincha Ulamah, is what you quoted me earlier on, right? You quoted me.
Yeah.
But rather, you should be Mori does the Kalim. You should take the Kalim that you have. Now, what does Mori mean? Because usually they put their Sukkahs on the roof, right? They're flat roofs. Put the Sukkah on the roof, right? Then we have the whole thing, if you remember. Where did it matter? Chassan, excellent. The Chassan, there are 2 days as to why the Chassan does not have his chuppah in his sukkah. What's the 2 days we had?
Yichud.
And
the other reason
why does the Chassan have his chuppah besukkah? No, if I have a chuppah and a sukkah, then I get everything there. It's great. Chuppah, simcha, sukkah, these all together. Why would I not put them both together? One is yichud.
All right, and the other one is because he's afraid to be...
Good, why? Good, excellent. Because it's open. It's open. It's a limited area. It's open. It's not so private. It's tzar chassan. It's tzar chassan. So both those reasons.
We had another place about knowing that the sukkah was up on top. In addition to that.
Where the sukkah on top was an issue?
Not that it was an issue, though. I mean...
When they kicked it down, the heat, because it was hot? I mean, that's the rub that when it was getting hot in the sukkah?
Not that it was an issue. I thought you said, where else did we see that? We know the sukkah was...
Lo reed means it was on top of the roof. So where else do you find that's on top of the roof? Got it.
No.
No, I think it was that there was a big tircha. That was in the field.
No. I think it was something else. Then what do? They go down.
Oh, so there you go down there.
And then when you wake them up, la ear, la ear.
Okay, another one also now. Another one also now.
And then send them back up.
It says to go up. It says to, yeah. Another one also we had. If you want another one like that, you want to play that game with me?
I do.
Then we have the Chafaz Zayin Mabez, I think, when they offered Rechavav Mabez, when they offered the food, the Halum Lesukkah. They offered the food and they went up to the Sukkah.
Excellent.
So offer them to eat and drink, and it says over here. Yeah, they gave it to. I'm looking at it right now. Rabbi Gamliel, v'halum amru halum l'sukkah. Bring it back. Bring it up to the sukkah.
Who was it?
Rabbi Gamliel and Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai.
Wasn't there a third one?
Third one. Who dafka? Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok. Yeah.
Wait. What daf was that?
I just turned it. Chavav Mabez. Okay. Fine. So we see over here again. Since the sukkah was on top. So once it's now going to be now time to end the chag. Don't untie it yet, because we want to make sure that you have it there still. Why? In case later on something does come up. But more readers the kelim in mincha lamala. But from the time when it's by mincha already, in hours, start preparing yourself for the next chag. So be morid. Take the kalim off of your roof, which is where sukkah's found, and bring them down into your home. Everything that you have, we brought down earlier on that when you celebrate sukkah, you should put your nicest stuff in the sukkah. You should be living in your sukkah. Teshu kein taduru. Live in your sukkah. Have your beds there. Have your mattresses there. Because that's where your sukkah was on. Your sukkah was on the roof.
Oh, it was on the roof of your home.
Of your home. Of your home.
Oh, I thought you meant take the kalim from off the roof of your sukkah.
No, off the roof of the home, which is where your sukkah was found. Exactly. Take them back down. Why? Here's back to the lashon that we asked before. Here, the Gemara Mishnah really says what it is. Rashi here explains that we want to show that you're preparing for the next chag already. We want you to get excited about the next chag. So by preparing for it, how do you prepare for it? You can't take the sukkah down because you might need the sukkah still. So what do? You take the kalim that are in the sukkah down to your home again to show you're getting ready to set the table and get everything ready for the upcoming chag of Shemini Atzeres, which was again a chag of Atzma or an extension of the chag, whatever it was. It's something you have to prepare for and show proper kavod to. Says Gemara, ain lo kalim lo horid ma'u. Fine. If I need to show kavod to the chag, I need to, and I'm more of my kalim. Well, what if I have no kalim? I don't think kalim take down. What do I do now to show kavod to the chag? Says Gemara, excuse me, ain lo kalim. Elaki shamish my shamish. You have no kalim. What have you used up till now? You've been living in your sukkah, teshu kein tadurun. You have no kalim at all. You have no couches. You have no tables. You have no cups. You have nothing there at all. What are you doing in your sukkah? How did you live in your sukkah up until now? Ki shamish, when you use something in the sukkah, what did you use then? Something has to be there. It wasn't just tamas structure. You had to eat in it. So what does it mean then when if ain lo kalim? Means ain lo ela ain lo makum lo horid kalim ma'u. I have no place, which means this is where I'm going to eat my main meal also. I'm eating my Shemini Atzeres meal in the sukkah as well. I can't take things out. That's the only place I have to fit everyone. It actually happens to be that in my in-laws' house, Baruch Hashem, we have a big family. They have a big family. And there's no room in the house for everyone at the same time. We eat usually Shemini Atzeres. We often, not sometimes, depends on the day, but we eat in the sukkah. Now, we have to do something to the sukkah. We have to pasta, whatever. You do something to the sukkah. But we eat. It's only big enough place outside for everyone to sit. It's not in the room. It's a...
Maybe you can find number 10
Pinska. There you go. 10. That won't be a night, my bad. That won't be bad either. If you got 6 is good also. They're all good. Anyways, the bottom line is that a person in general, a person who has no other place to go, what does he do to demonstrate that he's trying now to get ready for the upcoming chag? Ein lo makom lahori kelev ma. What do you do? So Rechir Bar Barashi Amar poches ba'arba. You should be poches ba'arba. You should open up. You should take away 4 tefachim worth of schach. And we all know the rule we had in the first parak that maybe 3 tefachim of airspace, 4 tefachim of bad schach. But whatever it might be, if you opened it up, you would pass your whole sukkah. And therefore, how do I show myself I've been getting ready right now for the upcoming holiday that I want to demonstrate I'm getting ready for it? Well, I can't eat my sukkah because that would be baltosa potentially. So I take my sukkah space and I make a puzzle, and I'll now make sure everyone knows this is rare area is being used now for my upcoming meal. What's bothering you, Darren? You look like you're bothered.
Did you say that on the last day of sukkah?
Shemini Atzeres.
No, on the whenever Shemini Atzeres.
Yeah.
That you take away your sukkah in your in-laws' house. I thought you couldn't do that.
What we do is we do a maisa. We open up a certain area of our sukkah by taking some schach off. It does not pass the sukkah yet. Towards the evening. But you're asking me, Tam the schach? Mitam what? Mitam the schach? How can I, what am I asking me? How can I touch the schach? It's like chagiga? Is that what you're asking me?
I just thought you couldn't do that.
Because Mitam what? Because the schach is like chagiga? It's like, that's a good question. So maybe what they do is, I don't remember, maybe they do is they put something on top of it. They lay
You're dismantling the sukkah. I'm
not dismantling it.
You're dismantling it. It's no longer defined as a sukkah.
It's still kosher. It's 100% kosher of a sukkah. I don't possibly. I'm not passing it. I know, but that's only probably if I do it in the middle of the sukkah. In the middle of the sukkah, then it breaks up the two. But if I have, let's say I have 4 walls, and I take 4 tefachim, 3 tefachim off one of the walls, I still have 3 walls left. So kosher sukkah. But I'm making now a siman that I'm not having in mind, kavana, to sleep in the sukkah. No, I'm not. Look at the next part of the Gemara. Read the Gemara. Look at the next Gemara. Look at the Gemara says over here. It says Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, Malik Basaner. Rabbi Levi says, what do you do? You light a candle inside the sukkah. Correct. Over here he does, but you'll see why in a minute I'm going to tell you otherwise. Potentially. Rishon Levi says you light a candle.
And that's good enough.
That's enough. Now, below Pligius, not a machlokis. Halon v'halohu. Rashi here explains that halon is us in Bavil. We need to sit in the sukkah this day. You know why? What are we paskin? That bechutz laretz, we have no kviyah d'yarcha, we have sefeka d'yoma. So we need to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day also, on Shmini Atzeres. So we sit in the sukkah. I can't paskin my sukkah then. So what do? I light a candle. But lahu, but them in Eretz Yisrael, they don't need the sukkah anymore, and they passel it. So over here you see, by the way, just to answer your question, Darren, clearly over here you see the Eretz Yisrael, they passel their sukkahs. They took the schach and they passel their sukkah. You're asking a good question. What about Chagiga? So we said hakol afi tana'o. We have a tanai. And we have the Gemara also, hakol afi tana'o. Whatever tanai you set, remember we had this?
We got
those are things that are part of the Chagiga, part of this. Whatever tanai you make attached to it. No, I think that the close of the was on the top over here. It's at the top. That was a discussion about the four tefachim from the.
No,
I didn't say that. I'm just saying that if you make it tanai, if you have a tanai, it's not the. A dal on the base? Is anything else? Could be.
I think it's
the Tanai always a dal on the Aleph. It's a Mishnah on the Aleph.
No,
it's not Tess. Yeah, it is. That's a kol afi tanai. I think it's Dav Yud. Tess on the base or Yud on the base. I think it's Yud on the base. I think. Yeah, Yud on the base. A kol afi tanai. Yeah, second line on Yud on the base. Everything is according to the Tanai that you make. Meaning. But so my point is that when a person. When a person makes a tanai, then you're deciding the level of quote unquote chagiga. The Gemara over here says you take it off on the chag itself. You do something to it, a maisa to it. What I'm saying to you, I'll show you in a minute. I'll show you in a minute why I'm suggesting that point is you don't have to pass it. We'll get to that. Even though Rashi says it right now, I'll see in a minute that Rashi's the Gemara will say something a little differently. Halahu, I mean, for them in Eretz Yisrael, they don't need any more a sukkah. So what do? They pass it. They pass it. Where it says hatinach sukkah ketana. This is over here for sukkah ketana. What does that mean?
Candle,
excellent.
Candle,
very good.
Candle,
that would ruin the sukkah. Excellent. So if it's a sukkah ketana, then for Bnei Bavel, putting a candle inside would do the trick. Right? But why? Why should they all do that, though? Because then they're passing the sukkah. So they need to sit in the sukkah, though, the eighth day.
It's not passing the sukkah, but it's doing something that...
It's not passing the sukkah?
It's not going to ruin the sukkah.
Why doesn't putting? I thought putting a candle in a sukkah ketana ruins the sukkah. So I thought.
Burn it down.
Where the chavches? Where was that gemara beforehand? Chavches.
Anything in a 7x7, isn't it?
Once you have the sukkah, once you have the candle, yeah, the top is good. The top is over here. It says in the gemara, good. It says. Chavchetesim Aleph, where is the Shraga part? There's the cups.
Right there.
Shraga Matalasa, here. Habasukatana. What's the Lashon says over here? Mani Vishlev, Mani Mikuh, Chatz Vishach, Barmatalasa. Shraga Matalasa. Vamadabarmatalasa. It doesn't say it's possible. It doesn't say it's possible. It's just you don't put it in the sukkah. It doesn't say it's possible. So maybe you're right. Maybe it would still be kosher. Habasukatana. 1 second, is there Rashi in this? Also, Nichem Socha, it's Asr. Does it passel it? It says Asr. Maybe you're right, see? Asr Hanicho Besocha. Maybe it's not. One second, quotes over here, Tezayim and Beis. You think it's not possible? It's not possible. Tezayim and Beis, 1 second. What does it say over here? No, I agree with you. Correct, that's why I was bothered right now, but I agree with you. If it's not possible, it's just us to do, for whatever reason it might be, then we're back to being okay again.
So that's why I don't understand what you do in your house.
What I do?
No,
so I don't always possible it. I'll take a look at the next line. The next line of the Gemara. I think. Next line of the Gemara says, Alam Halu, Atira Sukkah, Sukkah, Michael Maimar. Sukkah, what do you do? Sukkah, a candle's not going to help you at all, right? So what do I do now? It's allowed to have a candle there. What do I do if I have no other place to go but here? How am I gonna? And I live in Bavel, and I still have to be intact. He says, "Dima'ayo b'mani michla." I should bring in my dirty pots. Why? Look over here. What Rashi says over here. He points out. Well, first we do Gemara. Damarava mani michla bar metalas. You should put the dirty pots outside of your sukkah, the chachila, mani mishtaya b'metal asa. And the drinks, the cups, are not a big deal. Keep them in the sukkah if you want to. But the fact that I put it out of my sukkah, if you look over here in Rashi, when I bring them into my sukkah right now, no Rashi. Who says it?
I'm pretty sure you're just doing a siman.
You are. That's why I also understood the question, but I can't find.
What? The bottom line is, on Shmini Atzeres, is your in-laws a kosher sukkah?
Shmini Atzeres?
Yeah.
Usually, again, there are times when they possible, times they haven't possible it, but when they don't possible, they still take off a solid amount of schach to demonstrate they don't mean for this to be a sukkah.
But it's really still
so doing it was, if you needed to sit there,
yeah,
you could sit there in my sukkah and it would still be a
family was there,
they could sit in the sukkah.
That's yeah. Exactly what we do. My brother-in-law, the last couple of years, been here. So I undo half the sukkah. We sit in the open air.
Right at the end of sukkah.
Yeah, exactly.
But at least you sit in the open air, at least.
I sit in the open air.
So you're not in the sukkah. But I think we might even sit under schach, but we've done something to the schach. Where we're showing we don't want, this is not our sukkah. We did something different to it now to show I'm not using this as my sukkah. I don't have a place to eat right now. This is an example. I'm bringing in something right now to my sukkah because I have nowhere else to go. I'm trying to demonstrate this is not my kavanah, it's not Lashem's sukkah.
I was in a hotel once and they put a sheet on their sukkah.
But I guess they probably posseled it, is my guess. Again, if you possel it, I'm part of it, right? Most times, if you take away even the whole side, you still probably, many sukkahs have four walls. So you probably still have, my sukkah that we have in my in-laws, that's four walls. You take away one whole side, you still have a kosher sukkah. So if I recall correctly, correct, that I'm trying to demonstrate this is by kavana, is dafka not to be l'shem sukkah. I think that's enough. Okay, last part, which is the Mishnah, then we'll stop. Nisuch HaMayim Ketzad. How does Nisuch HaMayim, which we know is also, says the Mishnah is 7 days. Yeah. You always face that in the last line. I did the last line.
I didn't hear you say it.
Mani michla bar mitalasa, the food items are out of the sukkah, and the drink items are in the sukkah. Can even be in the sukkah, allowed to be in the sukkah. Therefore, you put food items, dirty plates, that shows you. I did, right?
Sometimes when you get to the last couple lines,
I get so excited. I just
to the metal and boom.
Okay. Nisa hamayim, okay, so I get speed bumps, you gotta give me. Nisa hamayim, we said 7 days. Explain how, so what happens? Slochi shalzov machzeket shloshalugim. Haya. You had a flask of gold that could hold in it three lugin, which again, according to right now, the Mishnah of the Tanakhama holds, Yisuch HaMayim was three lugin worth. We'll see in a minute, that's not so clear to everyone. I mean, Ma'alim in a Shiluach, you would fill from the Shiluach, from the water source that was near Yerushalayim, you would use that water source. May Shiluach? That was when the Kohanim, they put the, that wasn't the second parak. Wasn't the place when they had the big animals there, the fat animals, they would lower down. Higulisharamayim, they would then get, after filling up the flasks, they would get to what they called Sharamayim because they used to walk into this area, the Beis HaMikdash area, through this Shar, Nitzachamayim, they called it Sharamayim. Tiku Variyu, we mentioned the Shofar Blast, Tkiya Trua, Tkiya, Olavakevesh. They would go up the ramp, which was on the southern side of the Beis HaMikdash. Upon a small, they would take a left turn, which means they're now in the southwest corner. And on that corner, Shnei Svalim Shel Kesef HaYusham, there were two receptacles of silver that were found on the southwest corner of the Mizbech. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shel Seed HaYu, they weren't actually silver, they were actually lime. El Shayu Moshcharin Pneihem Ibn Ayayin. They would get dark, they look like silver, but they're really white, but they look like silver, because they would become darkened because their wine that would pour in there would leave a stain, it would leave a residue. Uminu kavin, they would have holes in them. Kimin, shnei chotim, like two nostrils. Dakin, they were pretty thin. Echemuva echadak, again, one was thicker, one was bigger than the other, one was thicker than the other one. And the Rashi re-explains, and we'll see in a minute what it is. Hishayu shneim kalim devas achas. So they both could finish kalin, they could both finish at the same time. They would pour them in, and they would all, at the same time, go through the holes and join up together. We know wine is thicker. Water is thinner, so the bigger hole would be for the wine, at least we see right now in the Mishnah, and the smaller hole will be for the water.
Just to be clear,
yeah.
Each one had one hole.
Each one had, there are two holes in this pit, each one had one hole, correct. Marvo shel mayim, the one on the west side was the water, Mizracho shel yayin, the one on the east side was of the wine. What if I made a mistake and I ira shomayim atzochah shalayin? I poured the wrong one. I poured the wine into the water, vice versa, and vice versa. Shalayin atzoch shomayim yatsa. By the way, explains also why would you ever have a stained water basin if you poured water in there? Gemara says later on because you made a mistake sometimes. You poured wine in there sometimes, and therefore it could also get stained. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Mishnah in two ways. Number one, belug hayam menasech, not shlosh lugin, only a single lug. It wasn't three lugin, and it was also kol shmona. It was all 8 days. It wasn't only 7 days. That's Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakhama. How many days you do for, and how long? How big was the? How much was the yayin? Was the mayim nitzuchah mayim? What did we have earlier on? Rabbi Yehuda says nasek kol shmona. We had it very recently. Why? Why? What was it telling you? We had it recently. In the last few days, we had a discussion that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds nasek kol shmona, we have to say something else. Oh, we don't need to look at it, though. You don't need to look at it. No? It's the differences between Shmi Atzeres. Was it three differences or two differences? So your Yehuda holds Yitzchak HaMayim was done all 8 days. There's only two differences. Either way, there's still differences, right? Anyways, says the Mishnah, Umanaseich Omerlo, and the one who was actually doing the water pouring, you would say to him, Higba Yadcha. Raise your hand, pour it from when people pour sometimes in a cup in the Shabbos table, they like to go long distance, they like to see how much. Then we say to that guy, you pour from up high. Why? Shpamacha echad not nisach echad al gabi raglev. There was one time when there was a tzuki who was doing the avoda, and we know the tzukim did not hold by anything that was not Torah Shabbichtav. And since we know nisach hamayim, according to most opinions, is Lachmer Sinai, it's not found directly in the text. We'll see soon later on, but most people say it's not found directly in the text. So the stukim didn't hold by it. So what did they do with that stuki? He poured it on his feet to kind of like disrupt the service. Regmuhu kol am be'esrogin. And the entire nation pelted him with esrogim to react to his inappropriate behavior. So we tell them, pour it from high. Kimayasei b'chol kiachmei sei b'shabbos. The same way they did it in the weekday, they did it also on Shabbos with one exception. El shei memali me'er Shabbos, chavish shel zav. They would make sure that they would fill up not on Shabbos but Erev Shabbos from the Mei Shiluach in a barrel of Zav. They still treat it with respect, but the barrel of Zav that was not yet sanctified to be Kli. We'll see why it's very important in the Gemara. And they would do that Mei Shiluach. They would fill it up from the Shiluach Menicha Belishka, and they would leave it in the Lishka in the chamber nearby. We know also they would cover it. They were covered in order to create it wouldn't be Mayim Megulim, which could be a problem. Rashi went out of here. The Mishnah will say in a minute. We'll get to it right now. Nishpucha or Nizgalsa, if it's poured out, so you lost your Mayim on Shabbos, or it got uncovered, so now it's Mayim Megulim, which is a problem. We'll see very soon as to why it's a problem. I have a Mali Mina Kior. We would have to fill it up from the Kior, from the basin that was used in the to wash the Levi, to wash the Kohanim's hands and feet. So yayin v'mayim megulin psulim legal mizbech. Because yayin and mayim megulin are puzzled by the mizbech. Now, why are they puzzled? Rashi points out that we're afraid if you left these things uncovered, so then a snake might take a little sip from it, and while he's doing so, he might unleash and put some of his venom into the basin. And we have a certain amount of shear we need, but if you add the venom to the water, you might think it's enough there, but it's not enough because the mixture of venom means that you don't have enough water in this area, and therefore it was possible to gab mizbech, and we will stop over here and describe later tomorrow the Gemara to this Mishnah.